Nicolas Maduro, international Zionism is trying to end Venezuelan socialist regime. By Christian K. Caruso on August 5, 2024. Venezuela's socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro claimed over the weekend that international Zionism is seeking to overthrow his authoritarian regime by purportedly financing the extremist right in his country. Maduro made his claims during an international press conference on Friday, days after the July 28 sham presidential election. The Venezuelan National Electoral Center, CNE, controlled by Maduro, says he won the sham election and was therefore re-elected for a new six-year term that will begin in January 2025. The socialist dictator is being accused by the Venezuelan opposition of attempting to steal the sham election. Opposition leaders claim that their candidate, 74-year-old former diplomat Edmundo González, was the actual winner of the sham election. The opposition also claims to be in possession of a majority of the documented vote tallies obtained from voting stations nationwide that can demonstrate González won a landslide victory over Maduro. CNE has refused to publish tallies that can corroborate the alleged victory of Maduro in the sham election. The electoral authorities' refusal to publish the tallies has prompted several countries and international organizations to call Maduro's victory into question. The situation has led to nationwide protests met with brutal repression by the socialist regime. Maduro has claimed that the protests and the international condemnation of his attempts to steal the July 28 sham election are part of a coup attempt against him that, according to him, is being led from the United States by international Zionism. This extremist right wing is supported and financed by international Zionism. All the communicational power of Zionism that controls all the social networks, the satellites, is behind this attempted coup d'etat, Maduro said during his Friday press conference. With Venezuela's triumph, we are providing the greatest example of what a people is capable of doing for its independence, its dignity and history, and its right to the future, he continued. Maduro also availed himself of the opportunity to express his support for Palestine and condemn the genocide in Gaza allegedly committed by Israel in its self-defense operations against the explicitly genocidal terrorist organization Hamas. We will always be with Palestine, with the people of Gaza, and we condemn the most brutal genocide that has taken place after Hitler's genocide, Maduro said. We will be with the Arab and Muslim causes that will triumph sooner rather than later. According to the Iranian state-run IRNA news agency, Maduro repeated his accusations against global Zionism in remarks given to the pro-Hezbollah Lebanese outlet Al-Mayadeen. The socialist dictator claimed to the Lebanese outlet that extremist opponents in Venezuela are financially and politically supported by global Zionism. Zionism also supports the coup in Venezuela through influence in social networks, Maduro said. My victory in the elections is the best sign of a nation striving for its independence, dignity and future, and that the world no longer follows the demands of Washington and the new brutal capitalist system and fascism. Maduro has also repeatedly accused Tesla CEO and Twitter owner Elon Musk of being behind the alleged U.S. coup plot against him. In addition to Musk, Maduro has thrown a wide barrage of accusations against other regional heads of state such as Argentina's Javier Milei, El Salvador's Nayib Bukele, Ecuador's Daniel Noboa, the former president of Brazil Jair Bolsonaro, and Spain's populist Vox Party, all of whom, according to Maduro, are plotting to overthrow his socialist regime. Maduro also accused far-left president of Chile Gabriel Boric of endorsing the alleged training of Venezuelan protesters by Pinochetist forces in Chile. Boric, who has described himself to be to the left of the Chilean Communist Party, is among the regional leaders who have not recognized Maduro's victory as legitimate. The Maduro regime also accused the nation of North Macedonia of allegedly attempting to hack into Venezuela's electoral system. North Macedonia's digital society minister Stefan Andonovski dismissed the Venezuelan socialists' accusations, stating that Caracas has not provided any proof of their hacking claims. Maduro has not provided any evidence that substantiates his wild accusations at press time. The socialist dictator doubled down on his accusations against Milei and Musk in remarks given on Sunday during a military rank promotion event. Maduro, dressed in a military uniform, accused the Argentine president and the CEO of Tesla of being part of alleged diabolic circles and satanic cults in the United States. I was told exactly what to do with the devil, with the diabolical symbols used by Elon Musk. Check out his, Musk's Twitter, profile, and the diabolical symbols on his chest, Maduro said. They are satanic cults of U.S. power that have articulated sex like Milei. Or in Venezuela, satanic cults like fascism who attacked our country. It's a spiritual fight between good and evil. Between hate lies, hoax, fascism, he continued. Because you guys know all the occultism behind Hitler. President Javier Milei responded to Maduro's accusations on Monday morning in a social media post, stating that communists attack us, full of insolence and impiety, to exterminate us, our women and our children, and to seize our spoils. We, on the other hand, fight for our lives and our customs, Milei said. Heaven will crush them before us, do not be afraid of them, Milei continued. Because victory in combat does not depend on the number of soldiers, but on the strength that comes from heaven. Communism is atheism, we have faith in God. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.